This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being engaged and involved. You want to be engaged. You want to be involved. I want to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I know that sounds kind of weird. Anyhow, what have we been hearing for the last couple of days, right? You're hearing, like, 24-7, we're hearing about the coronavirus, right? It's just amazing to me. I mean, thoroughly amazing to me. I don't understand, you know. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. A lot going on up there, a lot happening. A lot to be involved with. And I do mean that sincerely. I mean, there is a lot happening up there. And you can register, you know, sign up for the email blast. We do an email blast every week, right? And if it's for the email blast, then, you know, you can get notified by text. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS. God, I can't stand it. TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're being involved with us, you're being engaged, if you would. Lots going. You know, one of the things I noticed tonight when I pulled up the news, earlier today, I should say, we're getting restless, aren't we? We're not going to take it anymore. As Americans, as freedom-loving people, now in Los Angeles County, it was just a city for all, now in L.A. County, they're screaming that as of Wednesday, we're all going to have to wear masks when we go out. And it's just getting worse. I believe we're being lied to. I believe we're not being told the whole truth. And I'm not saying it's worse. Listen, your headlines all weekend long was the U.S. surpasses Italy in the in the amount of deaths or in death rates. All weekend long, that's what we saw everywhere, right? And what I love about this is, do you ever think of using percentages? How about that? Italy has 60 million people. Not even that. Pretty close, right? What is that, 59? Let me see. Let's do this so you guys can't write me nasty emails later. Right? So we'll look at the Italy's, let me see. Yeah, 59 million and change. So let's just say 60 million. Maybe there's something we don't know about. So they have 60 million people. We have 59, I mean, we have 300, I'm going to say we have like 370 million people because we really don't know how many we have here, do we? So of the 69 million, if there's 60 million and our 370 million, we've surpassed them. If I don't go there and look, you guys that are sticklers for exactness, let me get there. I know better than this. I should know better than this. Anyway, right, in the U.S., we have almost 600,000 cases, 23,000 deaths, and that's all they talked about. They didn't talk about the 200,000 deaths, I mean, the almost 200,000 have recouped. Right? God forbid we should do that. It just gets nuts. And then you've got other states out there that have not, you know, closed their whole state down. Total cases in Arkansas, 1,400. Total deaths, 30. They have more people die from flu, the regular flu in Arkansas. This is what I'm saying. This is like out of control. And if you want to really talk about this in real numbers, again, how can you say that there are more deaths? Now, if you want to talk about raw numbers, that's a whole different animal. But how do you say there's more deaths in Italy? More deaths in the U.S. than there were in Italy? How does that make any sense anywhere? If they do the same thing with gun numbers. Right? A lot of times what they'll tell you is, you know, the U.S. Is the gun capital of the world for murders. Now, the problem is that they don't use percentages. They use straight-out numbers. Well, when you have some place, and you really think China's giving us the right number? You think Japan's giving us the right number? But when you have 350-plus million people, and you're comparing us against a country that has 60 million, how does that work? How is that honest? I don't know. We have got to find a way to push back. We have got to find a way to stop this from happening. And we elected these fools. Remember that. Right? We did. We elected these fools. Now, again, There's another notice that just basically came out. It says the Italian death toll now has just recently passed 20,000. So, they've got a little over 20. We've got a little over 23. And they're making it a big deal. Maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe, you know, Kimberly can help straighten me out. Come and see your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Having a close...
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. All right? Not necessarily you have to call me, but send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Or you can text us. TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on because I think we did the whole show during the break. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week that kind of kick the week off, get it rolling, get things squared away. But you're there, aren't you? Right? You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I unmuted myself.
Oh, God bless America. I told you when I got on. I was just so irritated. I was irritated. Look, the education system in this country has done a great job at dumbing down our electorate. No question about it, right? I'm listening all weekend long. What am I listening to? I'm listening to how the U.S. has now surpassed Italian deaths. I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused. How is this apple's dad? Pull that thing away from your mouth, will you, or your nose? Sounds like you're running a marathon. Anyway.
Sorry.
That's all right. So how do you line up apples and apples, oranges and oranges, when you're talking about a country of 60 million as opposed to a country of 360 million and is a 3,000 death spread? How is that news?
It's not. It's only news for stupid people. Because you have to go by per capita. When you're anytime you're comparing countries, it's per capita. Anytime.
They do the same thing with the gun rules, don't I mean the gun
rules. Oh, they do the same thing with everything. Here's the other issue when you're comparing information from other countries. Other countries report on things differently than we do.
Right.
That the even the WHO, I don't trust and I think should be disbanded and totally kicked out. They used to report on certain statistics, but then they realized their reports weren't even accurate because every country was reporting certain things different. So you can't even go by those kind of stats. And if you're going to go by deaths, you got to go by per capita. So you can't even do that. We're not even reporting our numbers properly. So whatever.
No, that's true. People need to understand that they've been told by the government that, you know, I mean, for all intents and purposes, and I'm not making this up, if you were walking across the street to get a test to see if you had COVID, right, you get hit by a bus, you're considered a COVID-based death. It's crazy.
Well, the other thing on that, too, is that hospitals are getting money for that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah.
So if a hospital is getting money because someone had the COVID, well, why wouldn't you label everybody up? Oh, this is why they died. Right?
I guess that's a kick. I get
gunshot wound.
Yeah.
Gunshot wound, but they might have had the COVID.
They tested positive for it the other day. And when they were robbing the store, they got shot, so they died of COVID.
Oh, no. I don't even think they're testing them if they potentially could have had it or had symptoms.
Wow.
And the person's dead, so what do you know?
Wow.
Right?
I don't even know what to do. I'm not kidding you. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, where was I?
I don't know where you were going with this, because there's so much going on that we could talk about.
No, it's what's killing me is, again, it's irritating the crud out of me that our people are buying this. Now, I will say to you, as I was doing some stories tonight for the show, I started to see more and more protests going on over this.
Yes.
I see more and more people coming to the streets and going, no, we're not doing this. Right?
Yep. There's one in Michigan today at the state capitol. Yep.
Michigan. Why? What is Michigan?
Michigan. That's where the Stepford Nazi governor
right.
is.
That's right. I
Whitmer.
Forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. So,
it was a pretty decent sized one, too.
What did she call for, right? Everybody got to stay at home, and that's it? End of discussion?
Everybody's got to stay at home. If you have two houses, you can't go to your other home, even though it's only driving from one home to your other home. And she stopped allowing the sale of garden plants, seeds, to plant your own food and other stuff for planting and mulching and whatever.
What's her reasoning?
She stopped the sale of food. For growing your own food. That's just insanity to me. I mean, people are going nuts a little bit, and I have to admit I'm a little bit one of them because I bought container gardens and I ordered seeds, but it was hard to find seeds.
Interesting.
So, but people want to plant their own food because they're afraid of, you know, if this continues and goes on and on and on, what's going to happen to the supply chain? What's going to happen to these, you know, farmers who can't necessarily pick all their food like they need to, you know, whatever. What's going to happen? But she's stopping the sale of gardening supplies, including seeds, to grow your own damn food. They did it in Vermont, too. Vermont!
You can't, well, that's Uncle Bernie's backyard, right? That's Grandpa Bernie.
Well, yeah, there are a bunch of commies over there anyway. That's not a surprise. But the point is, they said it's non-essential stuff. Now, I don't know if we've had this discussion or not, but something that may be non-essential to you is essential, could be essential to me. right?
Right. Yeah.
Whether it's your health, your well-being, your mental health, for God's sakes. I mean, if I want to go buy a yoga mat because doing yoga is going to help me get through this, that's essential, you know?
Yep.
Might not be to you, but it might be to someone else. Right.
We're talking about a group of people that approved bringing ponies on a plane at one time for a comfort animal or something like that, right?
So exactly. And now, right, and now they're stopping the sale of all what they consider non-essential. But you can still buy booze. You can still buy weed where it's legal, you know. It's just kind of crazy.
Keep them stupid.
These people are out of control, Joe. Some of these governors, they're really insane. They're like really overreaching. And I don't blame people if they protest and fight back.
We've been talking about public unrest for a while. Unrest, whatever. And I think, yeah, I know, right? Upheaval. I was thinking upheaval and unrest at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever they have to do. Anyhow. But you look at what's happening. He's just talked about the governors. You've got a coalition of what? New England governors now? Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Vermont, New York, that are all trying
New
to get
Hampshire's
together.
New Hampshire's not in there.
They're not in there? Well, not yet.
Nope.
Give them time.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
But they're gonna figure out how to bring the economy back. They're going to figure out how to bring the schools back. They're going to figure out how to make everything better, right? It's just amazing to me.
Oh, no. Our governor today said he might cancel school for the rest of the year.
Oh, ours already did. You know, you're just behind the times. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. There is so much more going on. This is making me crazy. Anyway.
Unreal.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So I issued travel restrictions on that date, even though nobody died, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press. But, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus. coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
We are back.
Ain't that a kick in the
head? Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Talk about being part of the solution. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, try to put things back in perspective. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So we have, this is just nuts. I mean, when you think about what's going on, we started talking about the New England Governors Coalition, where you got a bunch of states. They're going to be getting together deciding how to get the economy rolling or open the states back up, if you would. But the thing on the West Coast, I want you to think about that. Governor of Washington State, Oregon, and California. Can you imagine the three of those guys deciding what we can and can't have?
You guys are screwed. There's just no other option. Oh, jeez.
But anyway, you got the three there, too. I mean, like you said, you don't trust your own governor. What are they going to do that's different? I mean, why aren't they working with the president?
So our coalition, I just found out, is New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts, which makes sense because those are all the states around us, right? I mean,
what about Maine?
I don't want anything to do and Maine. Sorry. So it's New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts, I believe.
All right.
I don't want anything to do with Massachusetts, though. That governor, Charlie Baker, supposed Republican, signed an executive order saying that he would give the addresses of people who have been tested positive for the COVID to first responders and police. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you might as well just put a scarlet, a plague mark on your, a cross on your house.
I'm speechless.
We're like living in times of George Orwell's 1984. Like, literally, it's here.
God bless.
With the people, you know, the Karens pointing out, you talked to somebody and you were closer than 6 feet. Or why aren't you wearing a mask? Or I walked in my neighborhood and I saw people actually talking to each other and it looked like there was more people visiting. It's awful.
Well,
it's awful.
Here's the thing. In Los Angeles, it's exactly the same. Matter of fact, the mayor of L.A. is kind of offering, you know, rewards for tackling or telling on the people around
you.
Oh, my God. It's nuts. It's out of your mind.
Yeah. In Vermont, they have a form you can fill out. No, I'm not even kidding.
Don't tell them.
They have a form you can fill out to report somebody not following the rules.
Wow.
For social distancing.
Whoa.
Not even kidding. Not kidding.
I'm not. I don't even know where to go with that. You know,
this is, it's 1984. I'm telling you, we are living in it. I told someone the other day, I'm like, it was a fictional book. It wasn't a roadmap for real life. I mean, yeah. I thought it was bad enough with the red flag laws, but now they're pushing all this, which is almost, not worse, but it's along those same lines. You must obey.
Yes.
Big Brother is watching you.
You will comply.
It's insanity. It really...
But you know, if you and I were talking about this a couple of months ago, right? If we were talking about this kind of stuff, they would have thought we were out of our minds, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody would have said, that's not going to happen.
You're
that's
one of those.
Happening.
This is America. It's not going to happen here. Right?
Yep. And now it's happening, and people are lining up to applaud and stand in line and just do whatever they're told by the government.
Yeah, that's scary. That's what's really
That's scary. Extremely scary.
You know. But again, I've been getting emails from people and calls from people all across the country that keep telling me this is not the norm. What you see in California and some other places, it's not necessarily the norm across the country. You know,
yes,
not everybody's fighting for toilet paper and paper towels. I have.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you, it is the norm. Look, I'm on the other coast, and right. I'm seeing it here.
Right,
there's
got people calling me from other parts of the country, too, that say, look, we've got food, we have got toilet paper, we have got paper towels. What the heck is going on?
Look, there was shortages at first. Now stuff is coming back onto the shelves, but I couldn't find flour. I couldn't find sugar. All of a sudden, everybody's becoming Betty freaking Crocker on crack. I always have, you know, bake and use that kind of stuff. And now I did not that I needed it, but I wanted to have it. So if I needed it, whatever. But yeah, there's certain like yeast. People couldn't find yeast. All of a sudden these people are baking. I talked to a friend of mine today and she couldn't find toothpaste. I'm like, oh no. I said, don't tell me they're hoarding the toothpaste.
Oh, give me a break.
So,
well, if you can't leave your house, what are you worried about your breath for?
That's true. But you can't go to the dentist, so you got to take extra care of your teeth, right? So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this... It's people are going to change. Once they have enough of one thing, maybe they go towards another thing. I don't know.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't even think about
I
that.
I really
can't
don't
go
know.
To the dentist. My
you
God.
Can't go to the dentist.
Yeah.
So if you have a toothache... You can't go to the regular... You what?
If you have a toothache... You have to pull it yourself.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen in that area. I actually need to get some dental work done, and I'm going to have to wait it out, I guess.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see the different things, though. And now, like garden seeds, I was telling you on the break. Garden seeds. I had I can't remember. Garden seeds are selling out in a lot of places. Which is, I don't think that ever happens.
Most people don't even know what to do with them. Sorry, anyway.
So, but
these,
seriously.
We're supposed to, do you roast these or do you boil them? How does that work?
Right? I mean, so, you know, it's very interesting to watch the different kinds of things that are happening right now. Scary, but interesting. And I don't know that it'll ever go back to normal. After all the stuff that these governors are doing, the damage they've done to the economy already. I know a guy who owns two restaurants in New Hampshire. He finally had to shut both of them down and lay off his last four employees today.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's one of them is a brand new restaurant that's a banquet facility, too. So we had all kinds of things planned all summer.
And nobody cared. I mean, seriously, these governors and others, they don't care. Whatever. Don't get me wrong. All right. So look, let's you also talk about a meat plant that's shutting down that is owned
Smithfield.
By who? Who?
Chinese. Chinese company.
There you go. Surprising.
I don't know why we approved that. That had to get approved.
Okay.
I don't know why that was approved to be sold to the Chinese.
Right. I have no idea either. I know that the Port of Los Angeles was pretty much sold to the Chinese at one point. I think we've taken that.
That
back.
Was under Obama, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's
I
still,
think this probably was too.
Who, you know, I mean, well, then we know who approved it, right?
I have to go. I have to look. I have to look at the dates.
How else do you buy a $15 million mansion where the water's going to totally encompass it in a couple of years, right?
Right. Well, and this meat plant, it's one of the countries, one of our, the United States' largest pork processing facility. And they're closing until further notice. It's not like, oh, we're going to close for 2 weeks and, you know, rearrange stuff so we can make it safer for our employees. No, they're closing until further notice. Now, mind you, I don't like their products. I think they're terrible. I don't buy them. But people who do like their products and buy them are not going to be buying the products I buy. So this is a problem. This is a big problem. Excuse me. And they're not the only ones. There's a chicken processing plant. I think it was in Alabama. There's other meat processing plants. That's, even if they, you know, regroup and figure out production so that people aren't so close together, et cetera, it's going to slow down production.
I'm so tired of hearing about social distances, all this garbage, okay? Because, again, I'm going to go back to if people would do their homeworks and they would look at how many people died during the Hong Kong flu and other epidemics moving up and through. We didn't do all this. We didn't
nope.
shut the world down, okay?
Nope.
And I love, you know, you saw my personal Facebook page. I got that Italian woman. She's going, really? To fix this, we're supposed to sneeze in our arm and wash our hands. I've been telling you that for years. Right? When did we stop? When did we stop the niceties? I'm not sneezing in somebody's direction. When do we stop the niceties of washing their hands every once in a while to make sure they're clean? I don't get any of this. Anyway,
right?
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Good girl, straight masterpiece. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. But let's bring on Kimberly Marin. She helps me kick off the week all the time. Where do people find you? Where do they read more of your writings or more about you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, well, look, I appreciate your time with me. This stuff is just driving me nuts, what's going on, okay? And it's because that people aren't stepping up and going, wait a minute, what the heck is... Like, right now, they're accusing Trump of not, you know, the Dems and CNN, you know, Garbage News Network is what it should be called. They're talking about how he didn't move fast enough, he wasn't aggressive enough. And I'm going, wait a minute, are you serious? Every move he made to try to stop this or slow it down, you guys, you went after him.
When he banned travel from China, they called him a xenophobe and a racist. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
Seriously. And at the end of January, Fauci however you say his name, was on video saying, no, we don't have to worry about it. These are the people that were advising Trump. Trump's not a scientist or a doctor.
Right.
He's not a virologist. He can only go by what his advisors are telling him.
Right. I agree.
You know, so yeah. Whatever.
Nope. They are, I love these people. I mean, every one of them hates him so much. They don't care how many Americans die, how many other humans die. I think this is an affront to the globalists. I really do. I think they're petrified because he was getting... Trump wasn't just getting traction. Think about something. Nationalism was getting traction all across the globe.
Yep.
Right?
Brazil, UK, England.
Right?
We'll never know. We'll never know. Like the real truth behind all of this, because China's never going to reveal it, right? And they'll kill anybody who tries to. But yeah, it's just a little bit too convenient. And I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat, people. I'm not. It's just all these different things going on. Crap, there's even locusts in Africa.
Right?
Yeah.
They just don't make sense. And I keep telling people, pay attention. Look at what's going on. All right? I mean, seriously.
You know, what's interesting is there's something. Well, Henry Kissinger, I didn't even know he was still alive. He talked about a new world order. Literally the other day said, well, we should have a world government to deal with this pandemic. Him and some other guy, I forget who he is, Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
We should have a temporary, quote unquote, government, world government to try to hit this, you know, deal with the pandemic head on. I'm like, whoa, back that thing up. Nope. But that's, you know what I mean? That's...
Oh,
insanity. And I just read, I'll send this to you. I just read this. Someone sent this to me. It was a paper written by the Rockefeller Center, 2015 or 2012 or something. And it was talking about dealing with pandemics and how authoritarian behavior works. That's what we're saying in this paper.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I'll send it to you because it's just interesting. I just, you know, read this one part of it, but this was written several years ago. It's not like it was written right now today.
Right.
But yeah, it's everything. It's interesting times that we're living in, Joe. People just want to get back to work. You know, people want to open their businesses back up. Something I thought about, and our listeners think about if they can help. You know, excuse me. You know how people are helping out restaurants by still getting takeout. Well, think about all those small artisanal. I can't even say it right. Think about all those small businesses that you go to or you do buy stuff. You know, throughout the year, they're really hurting that right now too, because. All people were spending money and had money. Now people are more afraid to spend money. And there's a lot of people out of work. They can't.
Right.
So if you can, you know, think about those small businesses and artists that you love. And if you can afford it, you know, help them out a little. Because they're really, really hurting.
Yeah. Like, you know what? It's funny you should say that. I keep telling people, now's a great time to really, truly, honestly shop local. There are still businesses, local little businesses around. I know this is painful for some, but you might spend a few extra bucks, right? A couple of extra bucks, but it's okay. It's a good thing to do, you know?
For the past 10 years, I have only used handmade soap.
Are you with Tammy Twins or something?
I emailed my dealer and I said, do you have any soap? I'm going to be running out soon. And she's like, end of April. I'm like, count me in for like 10 bars. Because I have all kinds of other soap. I don't need the handmade soap, but that's all I've used for 10 years. I can't switch. And she's local. She's right in New Hampshire. I just ordered a piece of jewelry I did absolutely not need. But I ordered it from a friend of mine who I know is personally hurting because of the shutdown, because she sells jewelry all the time and she just doesn't, she doesn't have the sales as she normally does because of everything that's going on. So my, and my husband, I must admit, my husband's like, stop spending money. I'm like, why? We're all going to die. I'm going to spend it.
Oh, and they, you know, a friend of mine just sent me this. It's a California thing. A California beach goer asks, do I need to wear a mask when walking outside? Do I need to have one in my car? Does my pet need one? Okay. You need care. That's really what you
need. Is that a real?
Yeah, no, it's real.
Is that a real question?
It's real.
That was
real
a serious question.
Right? It was a serious question. So, I'm just going, only out of Los Angeles. And seriously, only out of L.A. could you get questions like that.
I just, that's okay. A friend, Rally for Our Rights is a Second Amendment organization in out of Colorado. And they made, they're actually neck things, or they can be headbands, but they can also be masks you pull up over your neck. So I got one for myself that says gun rights or women's rights. Might as well offend some people if I can, if I'm going to be wearing something over my face, right?
I'm with you. My brother, wants to do one. He wants one 6 feet apart equals 6 feet under on a T-shirt. Okay.
Oh,
and then he wants to put, no, then the one I want to do a whole bunch of red masks that say, keep
some
America
doing
safe, Trump 2020.
Yeah, I saw some people that are making masks that are Trump masks. Yeah, I saw that too.
I would do that in a heart. Can you imagine going in the store and go, hey, you, this is what you wanted me to do, right?
And then, yeah, you, I'm wearing a mask.
I got.
I'm doing what you want. What I'm hearing about.
I got thrown out of a store the other day. Seriously, had my
you did?
My basket loaded and everything, and they were like, "Sir, you have to have a mask on to be in the store." I was like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Right here." Yeah, sorry, you can't stay in the store. You got to go. So I left. I told Tammy I want to go back. You know, like the Rocky Raccoon masks that you wear over your eyes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go back in with that mask on. And they're going to go, no, 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 you can't come in here without a mask on. I go, hey, wait a minute. This is a mask.
This is a mask.
You didn't say
oh
it. Nose and mouth that mask, right?
Oh, my God.
And you read about me in the paper the next day, I'm sure.
Right? Smart ass arrested in for non-compliance of mask.
There you go. Well, no, I was very compliant. I was too compliant, too literal in the compliance.
Yeah, too.
I guess.
I was just reading something where somebody was actually at. They wouldn't allow them in the store because you know how you have to wait in like a bread line now to get into the store.
Yeah.
I haven't done it yet. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to end up probably having to do it. But so the guy was waiting in line and they said, no, you have to have a mask on. We're not letting you in. So he put his shirt over his nose and said, how's that? And they're like, nope, nope, you got to have a mask on. So he went out to his truck, got some kind of flag thing he had, put that on. They let him in. No problem. Really?
Well, that was, you know, this is what bothers me. It's like, what works and what does work? So I can throw an old T-shirt around my face and be fine. Okay, got
anything.
It. Right. You don't even know what it is that we need to have or not have.
No, we don't. And that doesn't actually even work.
No, I know.
That doesn't keep a virus out.
You're
seriously.
Right. No, you're right.
What they're trying to claim is that if we have it on, and this is what all the Karens in the world say, you're protecting me in case you sneeze on me and you have the COVID. That's what's helping.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
it's,
ahead. Lady, go,
it's really
go take another hit off the crack pipe. Will you please?
Anyway. I tell him the bong. It's a bong pipe. Take another hit off the bong.
God.
I'm
all
calling
right.
Grown men Karen now.
Stop it. All right. Where was I? Okay. We're done. Tell people where to find you.
Criticrock.com and Conservative IND on Twitter. Stay safe, everyone.
All right,
wash
God
your
bless.
Hands.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on after the break. Really, heat up your coffee and come on back. No, listen, I went this weekend. I went to Home Depot.